Our story begins in 2010, shortly after the Deepwater Horizon explosion, which sent massive amounts of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. State Senator Don Gates asked colleagues to approve a bill anticipating damage to the Panhandle coast.
It said that if the state of Florida itself were able to recover economic damages from BP, that 75% of that money, whatever it was, would go to the benefit of the 8 coastal counties of Northwest Florida.
Those counties are Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, Walton, Bay, Gulf, Franklin, and Wakulla. Fast forward now to 2013, when Senate President Don Gates sponsored legislation to set up Triumph Gulf Coast as the repository and steward for money coming in for economic damage claims.
Attorney General Pam Bondi secured a $2 billion economic damages settlement, which was declared by the federal court in New Orleans. This is the state's claim for damages arising out of the loss of tax revenues during and after the oil spill.
Governor Rick Scott signed an updated Triumph Gulf Coast bill last month, which authorizes the transfer of the first $300 million payment of the settlement.
If we spend these dollars well, we're going to grow this economy, and then we can continue to, whether it's invest in things like ARC or whether it's invest in our K-12 education system, we'll have all the money to do it.
After the ceremony, Scott said that one of the goals of spending the initial payment is to diversify the Panhandle's economy.
If you think about the Panhandle economy, it's still very much tied to our military and tourism, which are very, very important parts of our economy. We've got to continue to keep that going. But this gives us an opportunity to recruit a lot more companies here and have a lot of success here.
The updated law also added 2 new seats to the board, going from 5 to 7 members. House Speaker Richard Corcoran and Senate President Joe Negron each made 1 appointment. The Speaker's choice was Don Gates.
I did not seek this appointment. I had heard a rumor that the Speaker was interested in finding somebody who had some deep roots in Northwest Florida and who understood the purposes of this legislation. I welcome the opportunity.
One mission for the board is how to leverage the $1.5 billion into more money to, as Governor Scott mentioned, diversify the region's economy.
No longer be sort of a pawn to what might happen out of the Gulf of Mexico, God forbid, or what might happen in the Pentagon if, God forbid, we had a BRAC process that put our bases in danger. We need a third leg under the stool of Northwest Florida's economy, and I hope that Triumph Gulf Coast can help with that.
Now that the gang's all here, the first full meeting of the Triumph Gulf Coast Board is set for next Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition in downtown Pensacola. Gates cautions that Triumph will not function as a united way by receiving grant applications and writing checks. Instead, he sees it more as a venture fund.
Where we seek out opportunities to join with local government, with the private sector, maybe with the federal government, in funding transformational changes that could really make a difference for Northwest Florida. So beginning next week, our board will work through how we will proceed, what our priorities will be.
Don Gates is joined on the panel by former House Speaker Alan Bentz, Gulf Power CEO Stan Conley, Pam Dana with the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, Stephen Riggs IV from the accounting firm Carr, Riggs & Ingram, and Bonzetti Development Company founder Bob Bonzetti. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.